Alicia Driscoll's on the phone, founder and CEO of Evolver, Chicago's first creative co-working space for women, giving women an opportunity to work together, to empower each other. And Alicia, welcome. Wasn't Alicia on with us before?
She was on with us before, and a few weeks ago she was on with the opening bell with Steve Grzanich.
Right, and so we like her. We've had her on a bunch.
We love her, yes. And they recently just celebrated their one-year anniversary at Evolver in January, and you've opened a second space, right, Alicia?
That's correct. Thanks for having me this morning.
Thanks for coming back. Yeah, thanks for coming back. You got a podcast loft. You've got private meeting rooms. You've got public spaces. You've got places to collaborate. I think it seems like you thought about all of it.
Yes, we wanted to expand and have more office space so that people can have private offices, too, because we have a beautiful shared space that we opened a year ago, and now we have the media studio and the podcast studio as well.
You know, you've seen our space here, and I don't know if how you'd evaluate it as a workspace, because it's, you know, it's a palace, and it's just a phenomenal studio with incredible views of the beauty that is Chicago.
Yes.
But yet there are no private offices per se where you can go in and, you know, embezzle from the company or do something else.
Yeah, you're limited with that piece. That's it, though. You get the beautiful views.
Even in the open office idea, you do need some private spaces, don't you?
Yeah, because you do have team, you know, conversations where you're talking about growth and fundraising and staffing, and you do need the privacy of either conference rooms or offices, one or the other.
All right, so everybody wants to talk, especially the politicians, want to talk about promoting diversity.
Yeah.
And women, and oh, this is the year of the woman, and we're going to have, listen, it's the same politician stuff we hear all the time. Is it finally true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. I feel like, you know, we've seen this cultural shift over the past year, 2 years, 3 years, and it's really coming to the forefront right now. And all the corporations are really making the changes that they need to at the top and prioritizing it, and then having it funneled down into mid-level and then, you know, even the junior level, and really making change. And so you've seen all these spaces coming together across the country to have a kind of extension for that, for the corporations or for entrepreneurs to come and to work out of where they need a space to, you know, collaborate and connect with different women. And so it's been exciting because when we opened a year ago, you know, we started doing some events and it really became the destination Chicago to have female forward events. And so there are so many of them, and I think it's because of the momentum and everything that's going on, it is really coming to fruition right now.
One of the things that you guys point out, Alicia, is that women are now valuing collaboration over competition, and I think that that's an important thing that's also happened in the last couple of years, is that we realize that we're stronger together than fighting each other and then trying to fight, you know, gain visibility with our male colleagues. And so I was at a female talk not too long ago, and they were talking about it takes three women to get heard by one, you know, in the corporate world, so that we're stronger together. And Evolver really lends us to that, doesn't it?
Yes, that's exactly right. And we have a number of classes that support that. And it's really interesting that you say that point, because that's one of my favorite ones to talk about, because it's just simple gestures that you can do to really stand up for each other, and men and women, you know, because we have our male allies too that, you know, want to support and elevate women in the workforce as well. But just simply making sure that people are heard. So if somebody's point is, you know, talked over, just being like, hey, just wait a second, I want to make sure you heard, you know, Lindsay's point here is a really good one.
Right.
So simple things like that really go a long way, and it's important for us to help each other out to make sure we are heard, because we are stronger together. And that's what Evolver is all about, is really creating that space for everybody to come together and share knowledge.
So
we launched
I was going to say, you launched the Evolver, you launched The Glue, which is, could you explain what that is?
Yeah, so The Glue is a media platform. It's our extension that really allows us to go beyond Chicago and go beyond Evolver's walls. And so now we have a online platform where women can come together and to learn from each other. So it's a distribution platform, and women can be seen and heard there.
And so they can do it from anywhere.
Exactly. And we partner with a number of different spaces, similar to ours in other cities, like Dallas has The Slate and The Emerald and Arizona. And basically, we are collecting, you know, articles and knowledge from them and distributing it on the platform. And then we have thought leaders as well who are, you know, giving advice and creating videos. It's really the central hub, because if you're a female entrepreneur, there's so much out there. We want to be a destination where you can go and find things to support you in life and at work. So we launched it in beta right now, and then we're rolling out a number of different really cool features over the next few months, where you'll be able to go into the community and go into the resource hub and take online courses and you know, find white papers and all that kind of stuff, all those tools that you need, and then also connect with women around the world.
You got a lot of exciting stuff happening. All right, if women want to get a hold of you, what do they do? If anybody wants to get a hold of you, what do they do?
Yes, you can check us out on the website at evolveher.community or wearetheglue.com, and it's GLU, which means Gather, Lead, Unite.
We are the glue.
I know.
Yes.
That's cool. That's cool. Thanks for coming on again. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You do the same.
There you go. We were going to talk to her longer, but she didn't have time.
Yeah, she's got things.
She's got to go and reinvent the world.